From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there has been a terrorist attack on the British Parliament in London. A senior police commander says the attack at London's Parliament has been declared a terrorist incident, and a full counter-terrorism investigation is underway. Commander B.J. Harrington says a number of people have been injured, including police officers. He says additional officers, armed and unarmed, will be deployed across London during the evening rush hour as part of efforts to keep people safe. Witness reports and photographs initially showed two victims bleeding heavily on Westminster Bridge, just outside the Parliament building, where police said officers responded to a firearms incident. These two women saw what happened.
We were actually on the bridge. We heard gunshots, what we thought was gunshots. Turned around and saw the car had ploughed into a lady. And she, I think it was a lady. I'm not 100% sure, but underneath the wheel, and you could hear screams. And then we heard gunshots again. And as we looked along the bridge, because we were only crawling along the bridge, there was bodies, literally.
Must have been about 10 bodies.
10, yeah, 12 all bodies, shot, all in different
just lying
places.
In different places along the bridge.
Being shot, yeah.
This must have been terrifying.
It was horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
The leader of Britain's House of Commons, David Lidington, updated the situation from the floor of the Parliament.
The alleged assailant was shot by armed police. An ambulance is currently attending the scene to remove the casualties. There are also reports of further violent incidents in the vicinity of the Palace of Westminster.